We end every week with a snapshot, and today we check in with author Patrice Gaines. A few years back, she moved to Lake Wylie, South Carolina for a little peace and quiet, but she got a whole lot more, including a nasty case of culture shock.
My body arrived here more than 2 years ago, but my mind's still catching up with the culture of its new surroundings. For example, the word Yankee, as in, she can't help herself, she's a Yankee. My neighbor Martha said of me several times after I dared utter something only a northerner would. At first, the word Yankee rang in my ears like a piano out of tune. After all, you're not likely to hear it north of the Mason-Dixon unless you're talking baseball. And even less common is the southern equivalent, Confederate. Just imagine some Michigander in an Ann Arbor Starbucks with his buddy visiting from Alabama. When the latter tries to order sweet tea, you won't hear the former tell the cashier, he can't help himself, he's a Confederate. But that's just the beginning of my culture shock. One Saturday morning, I dropped in the McDonald's near my River Hills home. I was behind a robust middle-aged white man and heard him say, "Do y'all have grits?" Now, I'd never heard anyone at the McDonald's where I used to live, in Washington, D.C. or Fort Washington, Maryland, ask for grits. I couldn't help myself. I tapped him on the back and said, "Did you ask if they have grits?" "I did," he said, "and they don't." Sometimes, I'm as surprised by my reaction to these moments as I am the revelations themselves. Like the day I learned that maybe I could appreciate the Confederate flag. I was at a gas station and this very tanned white man, about my age, stood at a nearby pump. He was bare-chested and muscular, and all he was wearing were these high tops and a skimpy pair of shorts. Here's the trick. Those shorts were printed with the Confederate flag, and my eyes couldn't help but wander to where those two navy blue bars, full of stars, crossed into an X. I turned away fairly quickly, embarrassed, but smiling. And finally, there's the nature factor. My sister Carol and I were running late for an appointment recently, and as I pulled onto Apple Orchard Lane, there in the middle of the street was a turtle, about a foot in diameter. I stopped the car. Carol, a city girl who thinks camping is a stay at a motel, did her best to clear the road. Standing as far from the turtle as possible, she gently tried to prod it across the street with a rolled-up Victoria's Secret catalog. The frightened turtle refused to budge and retreated inside his shell. Right then, one of the neighborhood security guards pulled up. Without hesitating, he picked up the turtle by its shell. The poor, traumatized creature urinated down the guard's arm. Unfazed, the guard put him in the back of his police car, like he would any other perp who'd just peed on him. Only instead of the big house, this guy was headed straight for the lake, I imagine, where he belonged. On the other hand, I clearly don't belong in Lake Wylie. But Yankee or not, I love it, and it's home.
That was author and journalist Patrice Gaines with this week's snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.